you know, the Cybertruck is, you know, definitely less aerodynamic than any of the other Teslas.
True, but you're supposed to tow slower. 55 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
55 miles an hour, something like that.
Yeah, I think in California, yeah. Well, you said the coronavirus word, so that the whole social distancing name of the show. I, you know, it's funny because my brother, who's up in Oregon, they just traded. They got a Class C given to them. It's an older one. It's a 2005, I think. And
well, that sounds new to me.
I know, me too. And it was given to them by some family members who I guess aged out. Is that the nice way to say that?
Right.
And they found it to be too cramped, and they didn't use it enough, and they decided to trade it in just this past month for one of these big bus style, big Class A thing, and not a diesel though, a gas. And so they just got that deal. He ended up getting a really sizable trade-in for that. I just couldn't believe it. Thought it was like $25,000 trade-in offer on that.
Yeah, but they probably would have got $25,000 off the Class A just by saying I want $25,000 off.
Yeah, probably.
That's typically.
It was used. It's a used Class A, but yeah, I hear what you're saying. But anyway, I say all that to say that they got it all fixed up. I think even replaced the couch in it and all kinds of stuff. And they're planned. They have a camping trip planned next week. And he asked me, with all this this COVID stuff going on, COVID-19, you know, should we go? And my thought was, well, it's your vehicle, and I don't see what much difference it would be staying in your house is then staying in your mobile house, as long as you're bring all this stuff with you, you know. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, I you know, on our way home, we had some, you know, obviously we had lots of time to think. And it sort of occurred to me that, occurred to us that, you know, that's, you know, they certainly use them as quarantine centers for the astronauts when they first got back from outer space. So why not down here as well? So I'm guessing that's certainly it's not a crazy idea. However, I'm not sure about in Oregon, but I was just told by some friends that all the state parks have been closed in Florida. And my brother and sister-in-law are on their way back from Florida right now. And they're, I think, in Pennsylvania someplace. But anyway, they said that all the rest areas are closed. Not only closed, you can't even park. So there's trucks are parked all kinds of places at exit ramps and whatnot. They got into a campground in Carlisle, I believe, at a K-Way, and they say they got, like, the last site. And it's like, Carlisle in mid-March is not exactly the tourist center, you know? It's, like, 32 degrees there tonight, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But suddenly your options to stay have been cut back significantly. So, and as you know, this stuff seems to be changing on a daily basis. So I would probably get them to check before going anywhere, because they may not have any place to stay. Although it's not a crazy idea that quarantining in something like that, providing you have a place to park it.
Yeah, that, I did. That was my caveat, was to say, yeah, if they're open, but you know. Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that, because the staff running the place, you know, if they're on social distancing quarantines, yeah, it's kind of, I guess maybe the boondocking thing's the way to go now.
Right, and you know, I don't know that Class A, but many of these things.